For decades, commie creeps have been demanding America dump the Star Spangled Banner, replace it with another anthem. They said it was too difficult to sing. It was a repurposed drinking song. The lyrics were too violent. They were racist, and on it went. Of course, none of those reasons was valid. But maybe it is time to adopt a new anthem. The one you're hearing now. Taps. This nation may just have entered the final stage of its life. What am I talking about? Hang on, I'll tell you.
The Safari Park.
You're killing me, Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry.
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 Come on, Larry. Larry.
As often happens with this show, I get deep into prepping an episode, and something happens that just upends it. A news story that cannot be ignored, and here it is. For the first time in 246 years, a president's home has been raided and ransacked and content seized in the name of a so-called criminal investigation. 30 heavily armed FBI punks spent 9 hours turning the home inside out. It's impossible to overstate the gravity of that event. The judge who signed the search warrant, well, he used to be an attorney for Jeffrey Epstein. This is truly a Rubicon. Rubicon is a fascinating word, of course, meaning a point of no return, a line that cannot be uncrossed, a decision that cannot be reversed. A lot of people are saying that with that act, America has descended into a dictatorship. That sounds accurate. From 2016 to 2020 and beyond, this nation was continuously bombarded by lies from the legacy media and leftist politicians. And the biggest one was that somehow, some Russian uber-villain and criminal mastermind named Vlad Putin had rigged the 2016 election and installed Trump as his puppet. Untold millions of dollars later, burned in an investigation headed by former FBI head Robert Mueller, and they had jack shit. Not a single shred of evidence, not a molecule of proof. It was all bullshit. Here's a supercut of failed screenwriter, balloon-headed congressman slash public parasite Adam Schiff apologizing for making hundreds of false accusations. Yeah, I didn't hear anything either. Nothing from Hillary Clinton or Pelosi or Schumer or any of the other Confederates or minions. And there were no retractions from any newspapers or TV or cable networks or websites. That silence, which went unanswered without any pushback via legal or other means, well, that sent a powerful message to the left wing. The message was, say or do whatever the fuck you want, and no one will challenge you. And now here we are. Joey, the great unifier, wasn't that what they called him? Yes, they did. The nice man. The decent man. He's acting an awful lot like the Hitler man. That's what Adolf did. Sicked his uniformed thugs and the stacked bureaucracy on political adversaries. Charged them with anything or even nothing. Because when they have absolute power, the criminal justice system, well, it always jettisons the word justice and becomes only criminal. And Lenin, Stalin, Mao, Fidel, Pol Pot, Ceausescu, They all use that playbook. It's a long list. But the list of their victims is a lot longer. About 100 million names long. Or more. A lot of people like to call Joey Uncle Joe. In the 1930s and 40s, there was another dictator they called Uncle Joe. Joe Stalin. However, Uncle Joe Stalin was no puppet. He was tack sharp, made all his lethal decisions by himself. And despite the presence of a just God overseeing planet Earth, Uncle Joe managed to kill as many as 40 million through mass murder, engineered famines, and forced labor. For political opponents that he particularly disliked, he had a special treatment. He'd have his secret police strap the nude victim to a chair, then put a steel tube to his belly. They'd throw a rat into the tube, then spark a blowtorch at the open end so the rat would chew through the guy's guts to escape the torch. That was Russia's Uncle Joe. But back to our Uncle Joe, or as we call him here at the Take No Shit Dojo, Joey. It would be hard to imagine this siege on Trump's home occurring without Joey's approval. But he will never, ever take credit. He knows how the game is played. Always pawn off the rough stuff on the underlings. Keep up the bullshit public image as a nice guy. DOJ claims it was looking for archived classified documents that Trump took from the White House. Trump says they were already declassified. Bet you the DOJ finds something in those 15 boxes of paper. You know, an uncrossed T or undotted I. Some bureaucratic nonsense that will justify an indictment and an arrest. They'll make a big show of that arrest, perp walk him for the cameras. Whether there's a conviction or not won't matter any more than having zero proof of Russian collusion, even after a lengthy and costly investigation. All they really need is the optics that he's a criminal, and anyone he supports or associates with must therefore also be a criminal. Some people are getting mighty pissed off. There might be violence, maybe gunplay. Then, anybody not on Joey's side will be labeled extremists and terrorists. You can't have a safe midterm election while those dangerous nuts are running the streets. Maybe they'll delay it until things settle down, which, of course, never will. It's not a far-fetched scenario. We'll just have to see. So how did we get here to this awful place in our nation? The Democratic Republic the founders created was entrusted to people with a mindset completely different than most Americans have today. Americans then were overwhelmingly LUTFAs. That's an acronym I coined, which means leave us the fuck alone. In their case, they were speaking to England and the monarchy. They wanted independence to run their own lives and country. Now, much of America is comprised of ASTCOs, that's assholes seeking to control others. And those who are not ASTCOs themselves want to be ruled by ASTCOs. Big government running every aspect of their lives. Diet, health, education, housing, employment, everything. Government, government, government. Over eons, all across the planet, LUTFAs and ASTCOs have clashed. ASTCOs have coalesced in countless iterations, from Genghis Khan and Hannibal to Marxists, Nazis, communists, and socialists. They are always of the hive mentality, and telling others what to do and how to live is at the core of their being. ASTCOs succeed in part because their supporters are all afflicted with the KAS, that's the Kiss Ass Syndrome. As of this moment, there are 43 monarchies around the world. Of course, there are the famous ones you hear about, the UK, all those Muslim princes and kings in the Mideast. Some claim they are just ceremonial figureheads, and some are actual rulers. But in fact, there is a deep-seated, primordial drive within vast numbers of people, a need to grovel, to kiss ass, to idolize and worship other human beings, to hand them every conceivable luxury and power, including the power of life and death over them. Where does this come from? How has it endured through the ages? Some might harumph and say, nonsense, this is the 21st century. We have a democratic republic. We elect our leaders. Monarchies are an anachronism. To which any non-mouth breather would reply, oh, really? Really? Bush, Clinton, Kennedy, Roosevelt. There are multiple smaller political dynasties, Daleys, Cheneys, Cuomos, Rockefellers, Udalls, DuPonts, Huntingtons, and so on. No one who is related to any other office holder should ever be allowed to run for or hold another office, from president right down to town dog catcher. But that's not how it works, is it? We have incompetent morons who have achieved nothing in their privileged lives, yet somehow wind up elected to high offices, wielding tremendous power. If not for the fact that her old man was vice president under a chooch who got his leg up through nepotism, Liz Cheney might be washing dishes somewhere. Look her up. Is she well-schooled? Sure, they always are. Has she achieved anything on her own? No, she has not. Same story with most career politicians. When people have no talent, no creativity, and most of all, no know-how, and that know-how could include anything from making a nice sandwich to carpentry to building a rocket or curing a disease, when they evince no ability to succeed at anything, they go into politics. Because there, all it takes is boundless ambition, with a willingness to kiss ass, suck dick, glad hand, lie, flatter, make empty promises so people, some stupid and some too busy to look closely, will vote for them. And once they snag that political position, they might just keep it forever. Anyone who thinks America is not at least a partial monarchy isn't paying attention. The all-time champion American monarch was someone named John Dingell. He spent 59 years farting into his congressional seat. Think about that. 59 years of uninterrupted power. He retired a few years back, but right now at this moment, there are lots of little monarchs reigning at the palace, and they're not going anywhere. They're dug in. They've got their rotted cap teeth clamped tight on that government tit, and they're not letting go. No way, no how. The top five senatorial parasite monarchs, Leahy, Grassley, Chinless Mitch McConnell, Shelby, and Feinstein, they've been legislating for a combined total of 184 years. At the other wing of the royal palace, the House, their top five leeches have been fucking you over for a grand total of 200 years. Think any of those monarchs will ever legislate in favor of term limits? And their nepotism is in your face, and it always has been. When JFK appointed his younger brother Bobby as Attorney General, the most powerful lawyer in the country, Bobby had only recently passed the bar. He was wildly underqualified for that job. At a press conference, some reporter had the balls to ask the president if he thought perhaps Bobby was a bit inexperienced for a job of such importance. President Jack shot back, well, It'll be a great place to learn. And then Jack's other brother, Senator Teddy, he swam away from his submerged Oldsmobile as his young female passenger drowned and failed to report the incident to authorities for 10 hours. 10 hours in which Teddy huddled with his political advisors and spin doctors to determine how best to report her death and salvage his political career, which he did. And millions of Massachusetts residents continued to vote Teddy back into his senatorial seat for 4 fucking decades. Millions more outside of his home state revered him as the Lion of the Senate. And they wept openly when he died. They should have thrown a party. What's wrong with these people? They suffer from kiss-ass syndrome. Maybe it's genetic. Maybe there's some kink in a DNA strand that programs people to want to bend the knee and kowtow and grovel to others. Those afflicted with kiss-ass syndrome, they don't want a democratic republic. They really want a king and a queen. Rulers to keep a boot on their neck. These people get sexually excited when they see Joey and Jill hold hands and eat ice cream, or wave like automatons as they step into armored limousines in Air Force One, surrounded by hundreds of bodyguards. They are overjoyed when the king and queen are happy. They are thrilled to obey them, ecstatic to follow all instructions without question. These instructions from King Joey include vaccine boost, boost again and again. Deny any and all adverse effects of the ineffective vax. Blame the continuing pandemic on the unvaxxed, even though over 80% of the nation has received the not-so-safe and extremely ineffective vaccine. Subject your kids and infants to the not-so-safe and highly ineffective vaccine. Present proof of injection on demand. Lock yourself down when commanded to. Wear a mask, or two or more, indoors or out. Use the pronouns you are commanded to use. Look upon a man dressed as a woman and state that he is a woman, or vice versa, and mean it. Watch a bunch of unarmed idiots led by a moron in war paint and a buffalo hat wander through a public building and swear that it was an armed insurrection. Applaud sending endless billions to finance a war for a nation with which we have no treaties or commitments. Happily pay jacked up food and gas prices and blame a Russian leader who had nothing whatsoever to do with those prices, and then be sure to parrot the phrase King Joey invented, Putin's price hikes. Place a fuck Putin bumper sticker on your Prius, along with the coexist, I'm with her, and Biden-Harris ones. Watch vast swaths of American cities destroyed by rioters and leftist agitators, and believe it was all okay and good, and believe that Antifa does not exist and is only an idea, as Joey said it was. And any day now, tune in to watch the greatest show trial on earth, a former president. A president who made America energy independent for the first time in over half a century, who kept inflation and unemployment at record lows. The first president in decades who failed to involve America in a foreign war. Who presided over the most robust economy in history. He did see 200,000 COVID deaths on his watch. But his successor, Joey, who promised he was going to shut down the virus, not the economy, did the exact opposite. Joey has yet to apologize or even mention the 600,000 dead on his watch. Not one fucking word. Saw the FBI, under the orders of Attorney General Merrick Garland and head Fed boy Chrissy Ray, just raided the home of the president who is definitely guilty of sending mean tweets. 80 years before, a four-term president slash monarch named Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he imprisoned over 100,000 United States citizens without charges or due process just because their Japanese heritage made them suspicious. He forced them to walk away from homes and businesses for years for the safety of the nation. Of course, he and the government adjusted the vocabulary to cover their bullshit. Those Japanese people weren't in prison. They were in internment camps for their own fun and protection. Camp has a nice ring to it, right? Hitler called them camps. Makes you think of canoe trips and ghost stories while roasting marshmallows by the fire. Cozy. Nice. On a previous cross-country road trip, I took a detour. Checked out the most famous Japanese internment camp, Manzanara, deep in the Mojave. I didn't see any canoes. No ponds to put them in. All I saw was miles of razor wire fencing, cornered by guard towers surrounding stark, dingy, stifling barracks. A dry, roasting, godforsaken, barren shithole in the middle of one of the world's most hostile deserts. Why didn't the then FBI kick in Roosevelt's door and investigate him? Why didn't then FBI leader
J. Edgar Hoover
do that? Probably because he was at a trunk show with his lifelong companion, Clyde Tolson, stocking up on merry widows, high heels, and feather boas. So they're going after Trump at full bore. Maybe they will convict him of something. Maybe they'll shove a steel tube against his belly and dump in a big fat rat and put a blowtorch behind it. Maybe they'll live stream a split-screen video of 45 in agony on the left and Joey licking a vanilla cone on the right. Think that's too crazy to happen? Bet you thought all that other stuff couldn't happen, too. History repeats again and again and again. Hey, thanks for hanging with me. It's always great to be with you. Slide over to the show page, thatlarryshow.com, for hundreds more episodes. While you're there, click the subscribe button so you never miss one. If you like what you just heard, send a link to a friend and leave a 5-star review wherever you download. If you really like what you heard, click the Patreon or PayPal button and support the show. Help me continue to call out commies and the garbage that's destroying your home. Follow the show between episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and No Agenda Social. You'll find links to those as well as an email address if you want to write. Now, if you think of yourself as a Lutva, why not tell the world and grab yourself a Lutva weatherproof magnetic sticker for your vehicle, fridge, or wherever? Only $10 each or 3 for $25. Check them out at thatlarryshow.com. Just click the PayPal button and be sure to mention the word Lutva with your order. My friends, these are dark days for America. Pray, speak up, and speak out. Call them on their lies every single time. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts, and until then, take no shit.